This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Lawmakers won't return to Washington until next week. When they do get back, there's one thing that they won't have to deal with for the first time in a long time, the budget. That could give them the opportunity to deal with other issues. And joining us now to talk about some of them is Marketplace's David Gura. Happy New Year, Mr. Gura.
Morning, David.
All right, so what would be on Congress's plate when they get back?
Well, a lot, to be frank. I mean, Democrats would like to extend long-term unemployment benefits. Those ran out a couple of days ago. And on top of that, there's the farm bill. Congress still hasn't passed a new one. And there are plenty of politicians who would like to wade into some other big issues like immigration reform and tax reform. The budget deal you mentioned did not deal with the debt ceiling. So that's something else, maybe the broccoli on Congress's plate that they're going to have to debate sooner rather than later. The Treasury Department says we're at risk of hitting that debt ceiling again as soon as next month.
Now, I heard you say tax reform. That's sort of like statehood for the District of Columbia. It creates a lot of news articles over time, but will it ever happen?
Well, I think there's agreement that the tax code, which is tens of thousands of pages long, is too confusing and dense and maybe not as fair as it could be. So I get the sense that lawmakers want to do something about it. But the question, especially with something as dense as tax policy, with something that affects as many people as tax policy, as many special interest groups as tax policy, is where there could be compromise. And here, I'm a little less optimistic. I mean, I think it's also worth noting that the senator who's been working on tax reform, who currently chairs the Senate Finance Committee, that's Democratic Senator Max Baucus, well, he's just been tapped to be the next U.S. ambassador to China. So timing is very important here, I think.
And I suppose the question is, does the budget deal that they did accomplish change the rules in any way in Washington?
You know, this was a very small deal. Congress did what Congress is supposed to do every year, and that's to pass a budget. So it was something. But, you know, this was a rare moment of bipartisanship. Democratic Senator Patty Murray stood up there alongside Republican Congressman Paul Ryan. And there's something to be said for there being some new breathing room here for lawmakers to deal with stuff that's not related to the budget. I mean, There was such an opportunity cost for the budget taking up so much time. But I don't think that that much has changed fundamentally. There are still these deep divides between the two parties and within the two parties. And the thing that could change that is the very thing that I think is going to distract them for many months now. And that's the midterm elections coming up in November.
From the Marketplace Washington Bureau, our David Gura. Thank you very much.
Thanks.